Around the turn of the last century, Frederick McKay, a dentist working near Colorado Springs, noticed something strange. Many people who grew up in the area had brown, mottled teeth, which were curiously resistant to decay. He solved the mystery 30 years later, finding that fluoride, a mineral found in local rocks and soil, was responsible. In 1945, Grand Rapids, Michigan became the world's first city to add fluoride to public drinking water, keeping the amount small enough to avoid discoloration. And today, 3/4 of Americans who receive public water receive fluoridated water.
Fluoride works by making the environment less friendly for bacteria. Fluoridation is a strategy that's been widely tested across the nation and in 25 countries over the past 60 years to prevent tooth decay. And it's been found to reduce tooth decay by 30 to 50% safely and effectively.
Dr. Lynn Silver-Chalfin is the Sonoma County Health Officer. Right now, only Healdsburg water contains fluoride. And, she says, the rest of the county needs it badly.
Dental decay is actually one of the most widespread causes of illness in our population, both in children and adults.
Poor and Latino kids have, on average, double the rate of dental disease compared to wealthier, white kids. The pain and cost of dental care also disproportionately affects elderly adults, and paying for treatment has become more difficult since Medi-Cal, the state Medicaid program for low-income people, dropped dental services in 2009. Last week, at a heated Board of Supervisors meeting, skeptics fretted about the projected cost of adding fluoride to water, about $8.5 million up front, plus annual costs of about $1 million. However, authorities say that's nothing compared with what could be saved. The Center for Disease Control estimates that $38 of dental expenses are saved for every dollar spent on community water fluoridation. But for fluoride opponents like Lauren Ayers, economic arguments miss the real point. She's the Sonoma chapter leader of the Weston A. Price Foundation, a nonprofit that focuses on nutrition education. She believes healthy eating and good hygiene are the answer.
And we believe that if you take the sugar out and make sure that kids get their minerals and omega-3s and so on, their teeth will be beautiful.
And the supposed scientific benefit? She doesn't believe it.
There has been no scientific proof that it's safe and effective. The only way that fluoride seems to help with protecting against cavities is topical application.
Topical application at the dentist's office is one route to getting fluoride, and toothpaste is another. But fluoride in water has been shown to be effective, says Dr. Silver-Chalfin. She's been meeting with concerned groups, reviewing scientific studies that have caused them concern. But many of these, she says, examine fluoride levels much higher than what is added to drinking water. For example, some center studies by Dr. John Warren from the University of Iowa College of Dentistry. He studied fluoride exposures and incidence of fluorosis when too much fluoride causes discoloration.
I reached out to Dr. Warren and asked him, Dr. Warren, what do you think about this issue? Your papers are being cited as reasons not to fluoridate. And he wrote me back and said, no, I'm a passionate advocate for fluoridation, and the benefits of fluoridation clearly outweigh any hazard of mild dental fluorosis.
For her also, the bottom line is quite clear.
Tooth decay is dangerous, painful, and expensive for people, and this is a safe and effective way to reduce it significantly for the population.
Whether she can convince local skeptics remains to be seen. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.